crumble our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission, our AM edition from the capital of Biafra land here in Enugu on this day, the 19th day of November, in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 7:07 a.m. in the morning. It is 7:07 a.m. in the United Kingdom, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on this very planet. From Japan in the east to the coast of California in the west, from the wastelands of the Urals of Russia to the pampas of Argentina, wherever you are and regardless of what you are doing, we ask you to put everything on hold. If you cannot, we suggest you use your earpiece to follow our live presentation this very morning from this holy land that Chukwu Abiama made for the inhabitation of his own children that are directly descended from heaven. I welcome you, and as I do so, I ask you to welcome other people as well, that this very radio station, Radio Biafra, is a satellite broadcaster, that we are on Amos 5 satellite, we are on Darsat, we are on Arab satellite, we are right across the heavenly bodies, ensuring that anybody with a decoder, it doesn't cost much, 15,000 Naira, you can listen to Radio Biafra via satellite. Only 15,000 Naira. You can also install these things for your parents and your families back home here, because prior to the commencement of our action here on the ground, they may be able to jam normal radio signal. People must understand that when we decide to do something, we do it in such a way that there is no going back. That is why anything we have embarked upon, we have never gone back. That is why everybody must invest in a decoder and a dish. A decoder and a dish is key. Our radio is going to come. It's coming imminently on transistor radio. But what we are asking you to do is also to invest in that, because our people need to be able to think 4, 5, 6 months ahead. That is why any project we have gone into, it has always had that longevity. We know that our enemies will get even ever more desperate. They will try to jam our radio frequency and radio signal. They have bought the equipment to do this very work, and they are just waiting. Therefore, satellite remains the safest and the very best option through which our people can receive Radio Biafra and Biafra associated transmission without any interference from anybody, because you can't jam satellite. Very, very critical. I have been saying this. We have been saying it. Nothing stops you. Even if you receive Radio Biafra on transistor radio, nothing stops you. Nothing whatsoever stops you from also ensuring that you have a satellite decoder and a dish to keep receiving Radio Biafra even when they attempt to jam our radio signal. It is very, very important you understand this. This is Radio Biafra. This is your platform, the radio station that you contribute towards. Not everybody contributes. Those who contribute are the ones who don't gossip. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty, ensuring that in the process, we that pilot the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world through the dissemination of this very gospel that will restore Biafra remains incorruptible. And heaven knows that we are. The same heaven knows that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. The devil will try. That is one thing I give Satan credit for. Satan never gives up. He will keep trying. The same way it is in life, it is the same way it is in spirit. Even as you live, there are some microbes in your body trying to kill you. Some are dormant. The only day they will become active is the day you stop breathing. Your white blood cells are there fighting it all the time. In other words, for you to be alive and moving, your white blood cells must be fighting every second, even when you're sleeping. The same way it is in life, Satan will try. The devil will always go into weak-minded people. Judas was one of the 12 chosen disciples. Very, very close to Yeshua. But yet, the devil went into him. The devil will keep going into some people because their heart is filthy. Devil will go into some people because within them, their spirit is awful. How wonder your jaw? If you go to that person or group of persons, if you go to their families, you will see what I'm telling you. To be a very good person is not an easy job. It comes from orientation. It comes from background. It comes from self-will. There are many evil people answering to Biafrans, and this time around, there is no mercy. There will be no mercy. None whatsoever. We have come here to get Biafra, and that is exactly what we are going to do. Nothing will stop us. Absolutely nothing will stop the coming of the king. What else are we lacking? I welcome you from wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. The commander of all her forces, those of them who understand the essence of the work at hand and prepare to give their life at 1 second instruction. One singular command. Men will sacrifice their lives. It is because of this type of people that I do what I do. Because of this type of people that Uchemefo does what he does. Because of this type of people that Barrister Mamizu does what he does. Because of these die-hard people, that is why Uche Nasiebu, our directorate, overall head of directorate, does what he does. Engineer Clifford Iran, the one on the news of this world, the Obi, the OBA news of this world, the Dosiems of this world, the Emmanuel Otus of this world, those are the people why Chukwudi Ifeoma works 24 hours every blessed day, committing his money and his resources to ensure that we succeed. That is why the Onyinyechin Lebedims of this world do the work that they do. That is why the commitment is total and unalloyed. There are people here, men here, one single command, I'm telling you, they will sacrifice their life in any mission that we send them to undertake. These are the men that are called the children of God. They are the children of Chukwu Abiama. When I remember Odenigbo, innocent Odenigbo, there are some things I want to do, but when I remember Professor Odenigbo, I say, no, what will Odenigbo make of this? I keep quiet. I'm telling you the truth. When I remember Professor Odenigbo, When I remember Odenigbo, I say, oh my goodness me. I don't want this man to be disappointed. If not, would have gone. I have told you before that my stubbornness is self-destructive. I am stubborn to the point whereby that thing that will happen next year, October, will happen now. That's how I am. That is why I never run away from any battle. Even when there is none, I create one. I create one. Because I constantly test my own resolve. I test myself to see how resilient I am. And Chukwu Abiyama knows, instead of me to go back on this very thing I'm doing, I will commit suicide. I will hang myself publicly. As I said, hold me against every word that I speak. This is Radio Biafra. And Chukwu Abiyama has made it possible for me to be the director of Radio Biafra. And by that grace of his, I will remain the servant of the wonderful people. Not everybody, not the servant of Umuokoko. Servant of the people of Biafra. Those of them who are wonderful by conception. Wonderful by attitude. Wonderful by conduct. Wonderful by application. And also wonderful by their patriotic zeal to restore their God-given right to be a free people. These are the people that I serve in truth and honesty. And for them, I will do anything to ensure that this Biafra comes. I don't steal, I don't cheat, I don't lie. Three things I don't do. And I'm a Zushi. And I'm a Obama. And I'm a Kukwasi. As long as I'm on this microphone, on this very platform, Chukwu Abiyama is in control. Therefore, I cannot bring any impurity before the Most High God himself, who this morning and always we must bless his name. We must lift him up very, very high. We must, as always, adore his magnificence, his creation, the beauty of his grace. Everything about Chukwu Abiyama is what we adore. We worship no other God. There is no other thing made, no picture, no photograph, nothing, no image. We worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. That is why nobody can do what we are able to do. The secret is very simple. Chukwu Abiyama is God. Chukwu Abiyama is the name we call Jehovah. The name we use to adore him. Because holy, holy is his name, and beautiful is his creation. That is why my village is one of the very few places in this world where we greet Chukwu Abiyama the same way he's being greeted in heaven. Mama, go and ask anybody who can see. That is how the angels greet Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. If you don't know. There are things most people do not know. When I make the assertion that we are descended from heaven, I mean it exactly that way. For we have come to bring light where there is darkness. We have come to bring hope where there is hopelessness. We have come to bring some veneer of trust where there is rampant betrayal. We have come to ensure that those of them rendered economically irrelevant by criminals once again find their dignity in work, in labor. That those of them who have been marginalized and removed to the fringes of affairs of society is once again reunited with their heritage. We are here for the good of everybody. We are here for the betterment of everybody. We are here to ensure that Chukwu Abiyama's name will be praised on this very soil forever and ever. Because every generation born will be told the same story. That if not for the Almighty God, if not for the grace and intervention of Chukwu Abiyama, that this very race would have been laid to rest. That is why Chukwu Abiyama cannot abandon us. That is why we are unstoppable. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. And that is why in the end, every honor and glory will belong to his magnificent name now and forever. And I say, he said to that. The barrister has joined me, the very eminent barrister. But before I go to this very barrister, who is learned, who is a great human being and a very good man. and a very close friend of mine, I hasten to add. I will first of all remind everybody that we are also online, not just on satellite. Radio Biafra can be received using your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your mainframe computer. Anything you have that has internet accessibility must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You will be able to see what can be done to save your life. Because here we save people's life, not just from ignominy, but also from ignorance. If you come here, you will acquire knowledge, wisdom, and education. Here on this very platform, we never fail. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. It is either we get this Biafra or we die getting this very Biafra. You can also find us on tunein.com. We are on ipob.org. We are on biafratv.co. Biafratv.co. We are also on radioforest.net. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. I will now go straight to the barrister, the very eminent personality himself, and attorney at law. He is not a solicitor, he is a barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. I will ask this very barrister to acknowledge each and every one of you, your presence around the world, your listenership, your support, your help, your application, your devotion, and your volunteer spirit to serve your country in truth and honesty. Please, barrister, I presume you are listening to me, and if you are indeed, you will please acknowledge these people. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, Biafrans. Wherever you are, this is our AM edition. Unfailingly, we come to you twice a day. We appreciate you. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your support, your assistance. We appreciate devoted Biafrans, those who believe that Biafra must be restored. Those who believe that Biafra, this name, the sacred name, must not go vain and dashed away forever. We thank you. We appreciate you 247. We thank all you are doing for Radio Biafra and for the entire people of Biafra. We thank you. We welcome you on this AM edition. Wherever you're coming from or wherever you're seated to or wherever, are listening, whichever devices you're using, we ask you to bring your ideas, your opinions on how to restore Biafra. We are now on a serious phase where the expired zoo is now eating itself up. They are now destroying itself, which is exactly what we preach here. If they can make our lives easier, let them just disembowel themselves and Biafrans will go home, because we are suffering everywhere. We are suffering everywhere. Biafrans are in jail, both home and abroad. Even in your own country, you are jailed. You are abroad, you're jailed. We are hated wherever we are. Biafrans, it's about time we go home. I know few of you are in paradise, enjoying, and the rest can go to hell. Not here on Radio Biafra. Make sure we account for every single Biafran who is in and outside. We make sure that nobody will go astray. All of you should congregate. All of you should converge. All of you should come together for the restoration of Biafra. Director, I wait for the news.
You will wait for the news, because you are a very eminent personality. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. We are live. We are direct. We are unadulterated, we are unrelenting, we are indefatigable, we are above everything else, without fear in the face of our enemies. Any day I become afraid of anything, that day I will not be worthy anymore to be called a man. I am not afraid of anything. Nothing whatsoever. Chukwu Abiyama called me and not man. Man did not say that I should do this. Chukwu Abiyama did. And he told me where to find certain things. And those things have been found. And he said that Biafra will come. Under our watch, and Biafra will indeed come. Because here we will sacrifice this very land to the glory of this most high God for eternity. That is also my pledge to him. Give us Biafra and will use Biafra to worship you forever and ever, here on this very land. Most people think that the fight and the battle for Biafra is physical in a temporal setting. No, it is not. It is more spiritual. Because Chukwu Abiama has it in his gift to kill the white man when they came here. It was within his gift to stop the Zulu army when they came between 67 and 70. He allowed them to come in that we may suffer and go through penitence, that we may go through a phase in our lives when we will look up to the only one singular source capable of saving us, because he is our Father. And that is the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. People don't know what Biafra means. They don't understand the spiritual essence of what we are doing. No, this is not. This is far more deeper. This is far more symbolic. This is deeply spiritual. Deeply, deeply spiritual than anything else. Because the closest you can get to God is through Biafra. The closest you can ever get to the creator of the heavens and the earth for any Biafran is through Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. When you go deep into this, you will understand why His Excellency and Commander of all Biafran forces before now is a hero. Most of you don't know why. Most of you don't know why. And Chukwu Abiama will be kind to him. Chukwu Abiama, be kind to him. Because he did exactly as you said. You'll be kind to him. And his soul will continue to rest in perfect peace. This is Radio Biafra. I must now proceed to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, I am at liberty, as my office warrants me, to give you the number with which you can get hold of Radio Biafra this very morning. That number remains 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. Or if you're calling us from outside the zoo, the number is +234-817-381-3596. +234, I said, 817-381-3596. We are also on our international, our universal, our ever-ready, ever-dependable, timeless, boundary-less number. That number is +442081339976. I repeat, +44 or 0044, depending on your location, your preference, 208-133-9976. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are live. We are ready to go today. No interruptions with our signaling. Everything is in good order, according to the monitors I can see here on my screen. And also, we are on the coordinator's line, Rapid Response 68. And with, for those of you with access to Tango and to Viber, we are also here because this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, the one and only. Not two, not three, not four. If you copy us, you fall. You can go and do your own thing that is quite unique. Any time you try to copy our style, our approach, our presentation, you will fall. In the end, there is only one thing left for you. Yap, 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 yap. That is all. You don't want your brooch your kitchen. As a man, you go and wear a wig. You rub lipstick. You shave off your mustache. You go and buy a bra. You put toilet paper in it. You look like a woman. You go and buy a skirt. You sit down and you start gossiping from morning till night. Biafra is very good. I have seen that there are some people moving about, some of them with wives and children, who are indeed women. Women, on satellite, we are a satellite broadcaster all across this very Africa, all across the Middle East. Everywhere you go to, don't even point your dish. Keep scanning and you get Radio Biafra. If you have DSTV, it can and will be customized that you may be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. I welcome you privately. I welcome you personally. I welcome you to also welcome other people. I must therefore proceed without hesitation to our news headlines this very morning, the morning of the 19th of November in the year of our Lord 2014. With the time now standing at very close to half past, that's how they used to say it when I was small, 8:30 in the morning. 8:30 a.m. in the morning, the same number of minutes, 30 minutes past 7 a.m. in London. I welcome each and every one of you. UNESCO donates safe school kids to Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the people that predicted that Igbo race will be extinct in now 72 years. Igbo race will no longer exist in 72 years if we don't get Biafra. These are the people that said it. UNESCO. UNESCO have donated safe school kits to Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. There is an assignment I want to give this morning. I want every indigenous Biafran, those baptized in truth and honesty all over the world, spearheaded by our COC himself, Engineer Dr. Clifford Iranya. He's an engineer, not quack engineer. He's an engineer working for a very prominent and world-renowned gas and oil company in Houston, Texas. He is a project manager on the Andinebisa on America, yet they are into Biafra. I have been to his house. He has a swimming pool. Detached building. There is no other house attached to his own. You come to his driveway, you see a Biafran flag there with the very lovely, beautiful wife and the children. These are Biafran's engineer doctor. He is also a PhD holder in engineering in America, not in a school in the zoo. Engineer Rania will spearhead this. He, of course, is getting healed at the moment. And he must see Biafra, you know. That is a direct instruction to heaven that Odenigbo must see Biafra. He has to see it. UNESCO donates safe school kids to Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. The same way that Clifford Iranya will mobilize people to inform UNESCO that Aban is the same thing. I want UNESCO to come to Aban. Rather than us running up and down, taking pictures, publishing videos, publishing nobody's... Kandio Chabia? Indigenous people of Biafra will invite UNESCO to come to Aba and do a sanitary assessment of the place. I am telling you, they will recommend that Aba be shut down. I know now that I have said it. Other desperate idiots, ndia ni ndia wosa tru ime, born of wayward women, you will try to do something similar, but you will not succeed because you're not us. We are going to bring UNESCO to Aba, so that the same safe kits they give to Adamawa, to Yobe, and to Borno can be given to our children in Aba. Our children are living in diseased compounds, disease-infested compounds. UNESCO must come there as well. Awosa's on the Awosa. Oil Awosa. Appointment Awosa. Businesses Awosa. Everything is in Awosa land. There is nothing here. Why is UNESCO going to Yobe? They never came to our place. Go to Aba, you will see where UNESCO is needed. Our children are suffering. UNESCO must also come there. Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in Sarajevo. Archduke Ferdinand was the heir or the crown prince to the Habsburg family, the ruling family of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He traveled to Sarajevo against the advice of those who are very close to him. And there, Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, that precipitated the First World War. Jonathan is not more important than all the toppled heads of state all over the world by the same fundamentalist Islamic jihadist extremism that is today sweeping the entire Mohammedan Emirates of the North. People should go and look at Buhari's statement, which I read yesterday in 2001, about his desire and his wish to ceaselessly spread Islam by introducing Sharia. Adamawa is a no-go area for Jonathan. He doesn't understand. How the expression goes. They know that power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Jonathan is behaving like a typical African dictator. They never want to relinquish power. Even the baboon extraordinary himself, Obasanjo, wanted a third term to amend the constitution. There is something wrong with black. Anyway, our brother yesterday said I should take this on black people. And Lucha Mefo said so too. So I will. There is something wrong with some black people who are in positions of power. there is something wrong with them. That is why they want to cling on to power by every means available to them. Jonathan should not be running. That is a historical truth. He should not be running when he was sworn in after Yaradua. That was his first time because he raised his hand up to say, I accept to serve in this office as the president of the zoo. That makes it his first term. Or else, whose term was it that he was serving? Spirit of the law, letter of the law must come together to enable any right-thinking judge deliver a sound and consistent judgment. Not just letter of the law. Language, joint ticket means two of you, we are contesting. Yaradua as the president, you as the vice, joint ticket. That's the meaning of it. If not, Jonathan should have allowed Hausa Fulani people to complete Yaradua's tenure. Why did you step in if you know you're going to contest again? For the third time, that is. Because you contested with Yaradua for the first time. Joint ticket. That's the meaning of it. Joint ticket. The key is, were you sworn in as the president? The answer is yes. Because you were sworn in, that counts as your first term. This is Radio Biafra. Letter of the law, spirit of the law. As simple as that. What you don't know, we teach you here. There is no university in the world greater than Radio Biafra. None. We may be black people. My skin is not white, although sometimes I'm tempted when I look at the stupidity of the average animal that calls himself a human being around here. What we say here is gospel. There is no university greater than this place. Even professors in Argentina are listening to Radio Biafra. Professors, they listen to Radio Biafra to understand things about this place they never knew before. Oko Community Crisis Court finds Ekweme. That is what they do. Okay, Sona Banyanaji. You are in the village, as always, playing village champion. Like, it reminds me of Wasrike. Village champion. Igebi is not landing mad. You go there, girls are being raped. You go there, one useless thing, you're building house, hotel, hostel, all this rubbish. You abandon freedom fighting to go and dabble into real estate. Always local champion is local. Other people are there distributing oil blocks to their own people. Other people are there ensuring that this so-called federal presence come to their people. All he did was to build a prison. Today he's dabbling into local politics. Typical Igbo politician for you. Typical. Typical. Go outside and get something. We fight the enemy of Biafra. Who do you fight? Who do you fight? Your children are being killed and being buried in mass graves in Ugwawasa. Unabankit. Elders, my food. Money laundering court clears Fanny Kayode of 38 out of 40 count charge for money laundering. The stealing and the looting continues. Isn't it quite funny how when it comes to these criminals, the court is swift to deliver judgment. I remember what he said, Joffo, stealing money in his private jet going to South Africa when they were discovered. How they cleared him within 2 days. Because he's Jonathan's friend. He is using the Bible, the word of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to commit impunity. Men of God. Chineke Iriela Onoma. Iriela Onoma. Sack Adamawa Yobe, Borno governors, according to Clark and others. This man is another buffoon. I don't want to talk about him. In fact, I won't even read the news concerning him. He's one of those people that hate Biafra with a passion. Edwin Clark. His name is Edwin Clark. Is he a white man? No. Nobody. Nobody. People who cannot reason properly. They can't think properly. You don't hate Awosa. You don't hate Awosa, do you? But all of a sudden, our line keeps cutting in the mornings. I don't know why. It keeps cutting in the mornings. I have no idea. I'll do something about it today. I will do something about it today. Uchemefo is telling me that the line is very bad, but it is better now. It is a bit better now. Let's continue. Let's continue. And they say, oh, relocate. We have relocated now. What is happening? We can't even deliver two consistent, uninterrupted broadcasts. only when we were in Iguacha did it work the way it should. We have come here now. The interruption is endless. Real reason why the zoo is broke. The zoo has no money and the naira is plummeting as Buhari, Ngige and Ofodile attend at Ofodile's burial. Ngige knows, being a medical doctor, Ngige knows that Buhari is an Islamic fundamentalist. Yet, Ngige is insisting on bringing Buhari into our land, into our lives. Because we are not at war, Ngige would have been labeled a saboteur and executed. His family, his villagers, his supporters will not see this now. That this Buhari he's bringing to us is the same people that sent to Okorocha of Imo State. Look at it today. Islam. Muslims are stabbing us there, trying to kill us. Is anybody saying anything about it? The answer is no. Why is Ngige hell-bent on bringing Sharia into Anambra? Why? People should go and ask him. Naira is in a free fall. The useless, wretched currency, the currency of Hausa Fulani, the currency of cattle herders, the currency of primitive people devoid of any common sense whatsoever. The currency of looters and criminals. The currency of leeches. The only reason why Lugard put the North and South together is because the North was broke. They had nothing. Apart from housefly, ijiji, and sand. And heat. That's all they had. Sand, heat, and flies. Ijiji. Today, they own oil block and oil wells in this very land. Not in their own. That is devoid of any blessing. But here, here, in this very place. In the land of Chukwu Abiama himself. Their currency is Naira. Which is a Hausa connived word. Kobo is also Hausa. Check it very well and I will tell you. It's not an acronym for anything. All the Islamic symbols, all the Hausa Fulani symbols, they are found on any currency of the zoo, any denomination of their currency. The Arewa symbol, fold the currency together. You will see, I think it was in 10 Naira in those days of Avanikoku. Fold it together. Avanikoku's 10 Naira. You will see a perfect Arewa symbol, perfect Islamic symbol on your currency. And Christians are trading with it. Nobody buys it. Investors are fleeing. Oil companies are selling their assets. Everything is... This place is collapsing. Ndi Igbo, ndi Amunu, Ugwu Hausa, Mohana, Lagos, Nelu Gota, na Jegunland, Morocco. Born on top of refuse bin. Who managed to scramble money together to travel abroad. You say, oh, Nigeria. Nigeria is, let's stay united. Ndi Achineke Gakpok. It is clear. Naira in free fall against dollar. In free fall. I have told them all over the world. Anybody sending us, please, any help down here to run this very effort, independent of your contribution to your local coordinator where you are, in respect of our monthly dues, you must do so in dollars. Very, very important. Because this place is collapsing every blessed day. If the only thing, the only reason why you have not heard that is a revolution is because people are scared. Now we have come. We are bringing out all the young men without fear. In everywhere we go to. In every place we go to. That when it starts, the world will know. I gave them a promise and I must live up to it. This is Radio Biafra. George Bush says, I avoid criticizing Obama out of respect for the presidency of the United States of America. Do you see how white people behave? Do you see, oh my goodness me. Do you see what is called honor and decency? An ex-president, look at Obasanjo, yappy yappy. Our brother rang yesterday, said we should take it easy. You may have Yorubas in your family. Of course, no. It's not my business. George W. Bush, I will not criticize Obama. Not because he is not incompetent. Of course he is. Absolutely, wretchedly incompetent. as a president, like Jonathan. But out of the respect I have for the presidency of the United States of America. That is how men of honor behave. Obasanjo, are you watching? Buhari, are you listening? Babangida, all of you. The only person that comes close to how Bush is behaving is Shehu Shagari. He is the only one that comes out with any shred of honor. I don't know the man. I despise Hausa Fulani people. But Shehu Shagari is the only person that conducts himself like a genuine ex-president and ex-head of state. He doesn't talk. 150 safe school kids to 114 institutions and organizations in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. Mr. Hey, people, take it easy. My deputy chairman first listening, and I have to make sure that we are streaming okay. Of course, we stream and then it cuts out. I don't know why. But we continue to do this very work. It's issued in Lagos on Tuesday. Ike Onyechere, an Igbo man, is securing school kit for Mundi Awasa. Not for Igbo places, not for Ejo, not for Ibibio, not for Efik, not for Ishekiri, not for Isoko, not for Urobo. He secured school kits for Awasa kids. He hasn't been to Aba before. Mark it somewhere. If you go to battle with the world, you'll be round. That is, you will be rounded up within a matter of minutes. Onye Igbo, an Igbo man, is securing safe kits for Omondi Awasa and the Fulani. His own place is crumbling. He is based in Lagos. He is supplying kits to Adamawa Yobe. And goodness knows where else. Igbo people, no wonder, no wonder you sabotage every effort. The Satan lives inside you. There is something satanic about the word Igbo. It lives inside most of us. Ekwensu, your people are dying. Their shops are being burnt in Lagos. You run an NGO. There is no significant presence of your NGO. Where you come from, you secure kids. You take. Have you been to Aba before? The state that another Igbo man has put Aba in is worse than Adamawa and Yobe. I can tell you that. Boko Haram is better than the word Igbo is cursed. Only Biafra can save you. Onye Igbo, his name is Ike Onyechere. He is the chairman of Exam Ethics Marshals International, an NGO. He went and campaigned for UNESCO to bring kids to Adamawa, to Yobe, and to goodness knows where else. Is it Borno? When Aba, hey, yeah, go to Aba now, you will see. And your wife, or Chawagan, and you will see it. An Igbo man. But couldn't do anything for Aba. For Aba cliquey schools, come and look at our primary schools, you will weep. I don't want to bother people yet. We know what we are doing. We are building up all our evidence. You will see what is happening here. You will know what is happening here. He is going and doing this for Awasa people. Typical no-go area for PDP and for Jonathan. Dr. Umar Ado is the chieftain of the PDP in Adamawa. He has said that the state will be a no-go area for President Goodluck Jonathan in 2015 elections as a result of the prevailing security challenges in the area. I have told Jonathan, you will be assassinated if you don't take your time. You will be. According to Ado, the people of Adamawa would rise against Jonathan's 2015 ambition because he has failed to curb Boko Haram activities, which has claimed many lives and properties while also rendering many homeless. It has been reported by their newspaper and their Awasa. PDP chieftain took a swap at politicians from the state for supporting Jonathan's 2015 aspiration, a time when the president politicians who are telling him the people will use their numerical strength to end their suffering, adding that no positive result should be expected from the state. You are warned, Jonathan. No Igbo man is capable of warning a Hausa president. Instead, Ngige is bringing Buhari. They are warning Jonathan not to come to that place. But Ngige is bringing Buhari into Anambra. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. And I must go on to bring you that very news, as a matter of fact. Former military head of state and presidential aspirant on the platform of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, at the weekend painted the commercial city of Onitsha in Anambra State red with visits to various strategic places in the city at the burial ceremony of the late senior advocate of Nigeria, Chief Chike Ofodile, the Onowu of Onitsha, and former Attorney General and Minister of Justice during Buhari's regime. Buhari was accompanied on the trip by Senator Chris Ngige and some national and state officers of the APC to the burial ceremony. Buhari and his entourage first arrived the country home of Nigeria's first president, the late Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe, which is understandable because Azikiwe is more or less a Hausa man anyway. He was born in Zungeru, raised up in Zungeru, lived in Lagos, traveled abroad, came back, lived in Lagos, was a Yoruba politician for some time, contesting Yoruba elections. Only when Yorubas kicked him out did he return to Enugu, in turn to kick out Oyeta, which today led to the enmity. No, that won't happen. People without shame. Ngige is bringing Buhari when they're asking Jonathan not to go to Adamawa. How ironic is that? In talking about Anambra State, Anambra State High Court sitting in Agwata and presided over by Justice Peter Obiora yesterday, fined the traditional ruler of Oko, Igwelaze Kweme, and President General of the Town Union, Mr. Cyprian, one more 200,000 naira for allegedly orchestrating a high chief in the community, Chief Ephraim Oforma. For allegedly ostracizing a high chief in the community, Chief Ephraim Oforma. All this chieftaincy rubbish in the villages. You people will not get together and fight for your freedom and be free and live like decent people. Is it President General here, PG here, election, killing people? So they can go and sell land, that is all. All this community rubbish is so that they can steal like the politicians. They can go and be selling land, that is all, for breaching a protocol in their own understanding. Very, very sad indeed. Chieftaincy here, chieftaincy there. Autonomous here, autonomous here. 35 died in a year. In Abia, 35 traditional rulers. 35 unprecedented. And Theodoji is handing out chieftaincy title, sorry, azeship, traditional synod. Rubbish. Rubbish. They make a mockery of common sense and decency. Money laundering court clears Fanny Kayode of 38 out of 40 count charges. The hope of former Minister of Aviation Chief Fanny Kayode to get a federal higher court in Lagos to clear him of a 40 count charge of money laundering fired against him by the economic tribunal, EFCC, was yesterday dashed. He'll be taken out of office immediately. But today, Jonathan is probing the Yoruba parrot, Fanny Kayode, whatever his rubbish name is. The talkative from the cowardly race conquered by women. Yoruba, we are conquered by women from Dahomey. Go and ask there. All they do is to talk. Jonathan have now sent EFCC against him. If he was a heavyweight, there is no way EFCC can come close to him. Never, ever, ever. But today, he is suffering it. And how about other Yoruba? They have run away now. Cowards. Do you think Jonathan can order the probe of in trouble? That is how to do it. Look at you. They have abandoned this useless idiot and he's on his own. The zoo loses gas investments to other African countries. Nigeria have lost gas investments to other African countries. Nigeria remains Africa's largest gas consumer and producer, but the focus for new gas project is shifting to the East Coast and to the huge offshore discoveries in Mozambique. Can give us Biafra analysis of global market. Analysis of global market. Ogo Adehanaya, analysis of global market. You have to be filled up with garri before you start dreaming of drinking tea and slice of bread in the morning. The zoo, everywhere you go to, Lebanese, not even proper white, Lebanese, ordinary Lebanese. So if Lebanese people are building your roads, how about your children that read engineering, civil engineering? How about their own companies? I don't know. Black people. This UG. The crude oil, as Nigeria make their budget based on sale of oil. Can you believe that? How can you make a budget based on projection of... You don't even know the price of the commodity anymore. They made their budget based on $75 per barrel Now, the cost of, or the price of crude oil has fallen below that very figure. This place is boy. Next year is zoning around the 29. The plummeting of the external reserves affects the value of your currency. I'm not teaching economics this morning. I am a political economist. But this morning I will not teach you because the zoo will steal the idea. I can tell them how they will arrest the decline of the Naira, but I won't tell them. Because I want them to suffer and to die. Nigeria will die. The same way that they killed our the budget. I want other people to follow USA. America no longer buys oil from Nigeria. People must understand this very clearly. Britain doesn't buy oil from Nigeria. Canada buys just, in fact, Canada doesn't even buy. The largest importer of the zoo oil is India. Russia has so much. It doesn't need any. People are flying away, running away with the dollars from here because the zoo is crumbling. I feel sorry for all these so-called policemen guarding these people. The anger of the people with everybody guarding a politician. That you are the reason why people are suffering today. Clear the road with your siren. All of you will suffer. All of you will suffer. The best thing you can do is when the time... George W. Bush, they say Naira is in a free fall. The fortunes of the national currency, the Naira took a sharp turn, downturn yesterday. It fell by 270 kobo with the parallel market exchange rise to 180 per dollar. Hey! Church, I was a good boy. This is the official rate, 180. So it is nearly now, maybe 190 or 195. I'll be flying in the sky. Will not see any of you. Do you know that my father said no? That I should first of all go to a university here. Why? Because the amount that Sowell Aviation Institute in Florida was quoting was too small. My father said that the fees for this, are you listening to me? $1 was 40 kobo. £1 was 82 kobo. £1 British, 82 kobo. $1, 48 kobo. Today, 200 naira to $1. What does that tell you about yourself? What does that tell you? I wish my dad had paid for me to go to Sowell Aviation. By now, I'll be an airline pilot. I wouldn't know some of you. Oh, well, there are people I met in this life that, if not for Chukwu, I can't meet them. Never, ever, ever. Betrayers and traitors. To the core. To the core. What we do, they can't do it. You think it's easy? Go and try now. Go back to all the places I took you to. If you come back alive, you know I am a fool. In your next life, you know that sabotage doesn't pay. I had the power to take over some segments of MASOP. I didn't do that because I don't want anything to do with people who are tainted. I don't want to take what belongs to another person. If I want Biafra, we come together and we build it ourselves. I brought it to my village. My father was the first knight from where I come from, when knighthood wasn't in vogue. The very first. Ask anybody. The pillar of our community and of our church. Me and my younger ones decided to dance Ebe. Ebe. We brought it without anybody helping. Single-handedly. With no investment from anybody. That today we have Ebe. Oza Abuo. Etitina Abunandabo. Mboko no more Basenabu Ebe. I brought it. Go and ask them. From nothing. Our elders said no. There will be no Ebe here. We danced Ebe. We brought it. Go and ask anybody. From nothing. One day I will tell you the story of how we did it. We know that it is something with Biafra. It's quite astonishing. The same way we brought Ebe. The same method we used is how we are bringing about Biafra. Nobody wanted to support. Somebody came and said, Kaigebedo Wade, the guy also Wade, may his soul rest in peace, is dead. And borrow one of his Odogwu Anyammiri, We borrowed it. And instead of us to dance in the morning and in the evening, we only danced in the evening. We asked our parents to come out and watch us dance in the evening. And we did. From that day, they started supporting us. Now we have it in two places. Don't ask anybody. But of course, it is idolatry. Now I know. Because anything you do that doesn't offer praise to the Most High God is idolatrous. Now I know. George W. Bush says he avoids criticizing Obama out of respect for presidency. Former President George W. Bush explained Thursday that he has avoided publicly criticizing Obama because he feels it will undermine the office of the presidency. The office. People do what they do, hoping to undermine the office of the directorship of Radio Biafra without understanding the consequences of their action, trying to unface mad people in this UG, black people, no sense of decorum, no decency, no honor, no honor whatsoever. I respect the office. That is all. When I served Wazurike, I served him because he represented Biafra then. I thought he was a good man. I was doing it because I was Sam the candidate, doing it because of Biafra. Understand that very well. And I know so. Because I won't be here forever. Someday, some other person will take over my job. And I expect that level of regard to be held or to be had for this very office. That is how you know men who are civilized. The institution must be respected. In the RNMHG. This is Radio Biafra. I am gladly reporting today that there has been a bit. The indigenous people of Biafra have now been registered and recognized in Belgium. And very soon, they will also give us a meeting place and an office to run the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. In Belgium. I must congratulate all of you who are there. Dooms, that is what I know him by. Dooms, Arwa, and also Izuog. For the work they have done. They are the ones that hosted me in Belgium. The principal officers in Belgium, they have done very, very well. And I hope that you have taken your oath. Dooms are where you have been placed under oath, same as Izuog as well. These are our pioneers in Belgium. We are everywhere in the world, even in Belgium. Everywhere we go to, there are hardcore, die-hard Biafrans. There is nothing we will not do to get Biafra. We congratulate those of them in Belgium. We congratulate all of you for having made this possible. Everywhere our people are registered. Oh, that's IPOB is a registered trademark. Go and do your Google very well. If you use that name, IPOB, to do anything, we're not asking you not to use it if you want to, but you cannot register where we have registered it. Secondly, if you use the name IPOB to do anything fraudulent, you'll be arrested. We hold the very patent to that very name, because I'm an Wundioshi Nandiyama, the Wundioshi criminals. You will go and look for a way to use it to go gagwewa you somewhere. Check out on your walk. Taint the name of Biafra and you're a dead person walking. Especially in Barcelona. IPOB is a registered trademark. You can't use it any longer. Barcelona will no longer use it. And I'm now directing the entire directorate under the leadership of the head of the Directorate of State, who is Uchenna Siebu. We will officially notify the Catalan government that the IPOB they have in Barcelona has nothing to do with us. And they cannot, no more can they use IPOB in Barcelona. It is a register, they cannot use it anymore. Defense Fund. Look at our men yesterday, the picture that Uchemefo posted. They need sophisticated equipment. The ones, of course, there are many. We don't want to expose everything. The ones they have now is only for training. Only. We want to go and meet our enemies with equipments. That concludes our news presentation this morning. If the barrister can come back to me, that will be greatly appreciated. I don't know how worse things have grown. I don't know how we can continue this way. This is rather very, very serious, but we will do all we can. I don't know how many people are receiving Radio Biafra this morning or not. My lines here are red. It's showing that it's going out, but the lines are red. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it means weak signal. Heaven knows what it means. We will endeavor to try and get it. No, it keeps cutting. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. And let us see if we can try and do something about it. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what to do. Welcome back, wonderful people. I don't know much of this, which you may have heard. Our presentation this morning has been very, very epileptic, but please do not worry. I will have the program uploaded immediately after this, that you may hear everything that we have been talking about all this while. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you once again. Our line has been very digital this morning, but we are live. This is a live program. This is a live presentation, wherever you are. Once again, our lines are now open, but before I begin to take your calls, I must, by way of recap, bring to you our news headlines this morning. We are reporting that UNESCO have now donated safe school kits to Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. The person that made this donation possible is an Igbo man. His name is Mr. Ike Onyechere. The question is, given that this is an Igbo man, why did he not ask for these things to be brought to schools in Biafra land who are suffering, especially schools in Aba? And the fact that I'm asking Engineer Clifford Iranya to ensure that UNESCO is also aware of the plight of school children in Aba who are going to take or who go to school on top of rubbish bin. That's where they take their classes from. And also a PDP chieftain have taken a swipe at Jonathan, telling him, do not come to Adamawa. Don't come to Adamawa. People are angry. Adamawa is a no-go area for you. Jonathan, do not come there. According to a PDP chieftain, I told Jonathan, you shouldn't be running campaign assiduously for Biafra, not what you are doing right now. Former military head of state in the company of Ngige, former military, the Islamic head of state, Buhari, Ngige took him to a fatherless burial where they also went to see one of their own. They went to pay homage to Azikiwe, who is in essence a Hausa person, more or less. Oko Community Crisis Court finds Ekweme, this is Lars Ekweme, not Ekweme, the vice, former vice president, but this is Lars Ekweme, for allegedly sacking a high chief or ostracizing him. Money. Can you believe that we have a traditional ruler? We have a traditional prime minister. We have all the traditional nonsense. When they have a case, they go to court. English court. Pathetic, isn't it? But that is the way it is. They have destroyed our institutions. That cases adjudicated in the villages no longer hold sway. Now, traditional, what is the essence? Why do you have a palace and a court? Why is that being allowed to happen by the various governments of the states that inhabit or that make up Igbo land? Why do you have a traditional person, a royal father, to judge cases? Yet, when there is a problem, people start going to court. Does that make any sense to anybody? Maybe to some people it will, but to us it doesn't. The zoo is losing out gas investments to other African countries. They are losing out to other African countries. And for that very reason, the zoo is collapsing. There is also the money laundering charge against Kayode, whatever his name is, Yoruba man. That very charge has been looked into, and he is being cleared in 38 of them, but two is still outstanding. With it, Jonathan can blackmail him, of course. The real reason why the zoo is broke is because they budgeted $75 per barrel. The price of oil or crude is now below that. Everybody is going to go hungry here next year, and rightfully so that this place can burn down. We want it burnt down so that we can start afresh, and Jonathan will be responsible for it. Jonathan is another Muhammad Siad Barre. Jonathan will be responsible for the lawlessness that is to come, because he has failed to act decisively as a president. The only thing we want is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. And also, the Naira is in a free fall. As I said before, there was a time in this life when it was 48 kobo to $1. Today, it is nearly 200 Naira to $1. How times have changed. This is no longer hyperinflation. This is galloping inflation. Inflationary forces, because they don't understand economics. They don't know what the whole thing is all about. And lastly, we told you why President George W. Bush will not criticize Obama. It is out of the respect he has for the presidency, not because of the man himself, because Obama is a joke. The black president presiding over the death of black people. You are a black person, you get Ebola, you die. If you're a white person, you get Ebola and you survive. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. And I must thank you for the news recap, because without these new headlines you are trying to, rereading again, I wouldn't have been able to say a word, because throughout your news, the intermittency was so bad that I could not make anything out of everything you said. So thank you for repeating the news headline. At least I can make something out of it right now as I talk to you. Thank you once again for the news. Although those who are after us are relentless, they carried on disrupting. They don't want us to talk to the public. They don't want us to bring out the wickedness of mankind. They don't want us to restore Biafra. But Biafra we must restore. Yes, now, let me start with W. Bush. You know, one of my aunties said to me that if somebody said to you, "If not, I would have slapped you," that they have already done so. Do you know that indirectly Bush has already criticized Obama, if you don't know? You remember, we say it here all the time that this guy does not represent us. And Director, you always say it, that if Obama, Bush is in the position of Obama, Biafra would have
Biafra will come by
been
now.
A long story.
Yes,
and of course, the world listens. They are following what we're doing here. He has already criticized Obama, because if not, why would he say what he said? So, that's a lesson for Obama. He's just there. He's an advertiser. He does too much of advertisements and cling on to more or less to the Muslim opinions rather than speaking for the world. He never mentioned anything according to history. His own wife has extraction from Igbo land. Biafra, if you like, but Obama has never represented us in any way at all. What a shame. But Bush has criticized him, and he serves him right. Bush is respecting the presidency of the United States, not him as Obama, because he hasn't done much for black people. Anyway, it would take another 200 or 500 years for black people to be a president in America. Impossible, if at all. He hasn't made a good job of it while he's there, at all. He never represented black people. Yes, UNESCO, Director, you are worried. Why is it that the Igbo man who took UNESCO to the north did not do the same in the east, especially Aba, in fact, including Port Harcourt? Remember, according to the discussions we are having 2 days ago, for this man to bring UNESCO, do you know how much he has to pay before those of governors in Aba? Remember, if you're trying to clean the rubbish, you have to pay first.
Yes, you have to. No, barrister. Oh, no, seriously, if you go to Aba now, you say, "Oh, this street is dirty, can I clean it?" Somebody will come and arrest you from TARG, Vanguard. They'll come and arrest you and ask you, "Who gave you permission to clean the street?" Leave it the way it is. They will arrest you. If you want to build the road or reconstruct it from your own money, barrister, you will go and put up a signboard saying, "Ochendo Global Associates." Ochendo, meaning that's the name they call the buffoon, Theodore. Ochendo Global Services, Empowerment, Youth Empowerment, with your own money.
Ochendo in a rubbish style, yeah?
Yes, now. Ochendo, Ochendo Global. You know this, I would have named the answer. Ochendo Global Empowerment. You know, half education is dangerous. Half education, it is better you don't teach somebody anything than to teach them halfway and abandon them. It turns them into a fool. Turns them into fools. They can't quite reason. They can't see the end game. Ochendo Global Empowerment Initiative. Rubbish. Rubbish. Go to Aba. Aba is rubbish. Please go ahead, barrister.
Yes, of course, Director. That's exactly the reason why the man did not come to Aba. He directed UNESCO onto the north because there they don't need permission to develop their areas. All they do is they keep crying. Their areas are not developed. They are the reason why Boko Haram is all over the place. They will forget that they have been ruling that zoo for the past how many donkey years. But you see, our own people, you have to pay to clean your own area. What a shame. Sometimes when I try to analyze this news, I feel very bad, because our people are the reason why there is no Biafra. And I hope those who are responsible for all these wicked acts will run before Biafra arrives, because either they are locked up or they will be killed. They should not be. They have to run away. Because if you say that something will not be good before you, it'll be good at your back. Either they run or they'll be locked up or killed. That you have to take permission to clean a dump in front of your house. What a shame. Director Buhari can come to anywhere in the Biafra land, because the Igbos are worshipping the houses. That's what it is. And that's why they're wanting production after done there. They are the people killing. They are the people where Boko Haram is coming from. They are still getting angry with Goodluck Jonathan. And that particular fool does not even know what to do. He is contesting for 2015. For what? For what you have done? Or, as I already said, I believe in him to go and contest. Nothing else. Just to bring about the destruction of the zoo. Period. It's not that I'm supporting him to contest because he has done something marvelous or he has remembered our people. He has built any hospital for us or any good road, or has even remembered our people in their abject poverty. He's never done none of that. And he's keep campaigning and lying to them that he's built second like that bridge. Then they will tell you the soil, they are testing the soil. Oh, they are trying to put the pillars. In fact, the Julius Berger are not there. Director, you're talking about Naira being 200. It's about 270 something pounds. In fact, 275 Naira per a pound. You're talking about 200. It's gone more than hyper, if you don't know. It's a big shame. But this is the reason why Biafra must come. For me, we are preaching this too long and too much. I want Biafra today. Good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. Good morning. I don't know how many of them stayed with us. I don't know how many of them remained very resolute with us. But our lines are open, and from every indication, it does appear to me as if all our lines are functional, as if they are functional. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. If you have anything to say, you are more than welcome to say it. Our number, once again, if you wish to participate or become part of our voice this morning that will be heard, is 081-738-13596. I repeat, +234 for those of you calling from outside, +234-817-381-3596. This is Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype, on Radio Biafra, and also on Radio Biafra 1. I don't know who is on the line. Let's go and see who it is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Josiah Onyira Bushuku Obrilano Mwara. I'm from Umudo, Ikeazia, Henea, local government.
Please turn your system down. We can hear a voice in the background. Turn it down, please, and you continue speaking. Turn it down, and then you resume what you were saying.
Okay. Is it okay now? Yeah. Okay. My name is Josiah Obrilano, Onyira Bushuku Obrilano Mwagara, from Umudo, Ite Asia, Anambra State. Director, thank you for your good job. Can you permit me to ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay. Director, the children of Mandela go hungry in this world?
Of course, never, ever, ever.
Okay. Can children of the former head of state of Tanzania,
Nyerere. Remind me? Nyerere.
Nyerere, can their children go hungry?
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, that is selfless service. That is what you are doing. As you are recommending and as you are giving Ojukwu his son, so people, we and people yet to born, we honor you. Even at even this stage, you have reached. People will honor you. You are children, children, children. We never go hungry. Because selfless service, it pays more than acquired wealth. Atala eziafa, ndi bokurusile eziafa kaego poto. Very few. It's only few God sent like you that are still maintaining that. I am surprised to see a person like Ojukwu, God sent like you. I pray God, Almighty God, Chukwu Abiam, continue to strengthen you, protect your family, bless your family. Whatever is your aim will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. The next caller is also on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from? We are live to the whole world and this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Ikechukwu. I'm from Anambra State.
Ikechukwu, who gave birth to you? What is your father's name?
Ubodrukwe.
Which part of Anambra are you from?
I'm from Agwata.
And where are you calling from?
I'm from Uga.
Uga. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Kata.
From Kata, go ahead.
Hello?
I said hello? I can hear you very well. Can you go ahead and say what you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to say now is that I'm hearing about everything that's happening and whatever you are doing, and I appreciate that. But what I want to say is that all these things that are happening about our people and some of all these things, because of it is our peoples. And our peoples have to cooperate, and some of them, I know the problem is some of them need money. And they use the money, and some of them is just here for the money. Because I'm listening to Radio Biafra, I always call, sometimes you don't answer my call. Because I see, so even yesterday I was listening where one guy was asking some question and talking rubbish, and I was so surprised. And I say, am I sure that this guy, is it from Igbo or is it Hausa? He was saying that Yorubas are very good and such a thing. You understand? So all these things that are happening with us, no problem. I'm coming to Nigeria this year, this Christmas. I would like to see you face to face, and I have something I have to discuss with you. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a secret something I have to discuss with you.
Hold on. Are you part of the family in Qatar? Do you attend our meetings in Qatar?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I want to say now is that we have to fight, and we have to do something right now, because there is no time. Some people now are making some things and they're planning. They don't think, some of them believe in election. They want to take money in election. I'm hearing everything. And some people are saying, let's go to those people. These people are sharing cars. These people are doing this. They are focusing on the money, which is not what we need now. We need now. This is an opportunity for us to fight and do whatever we need. But some people don't want. You understand? And all this code they are taking now, some say they don't want to take, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. Which is that anybody that don't want to take it means that he's not interested. He needs something else. Maybe he just wants to come and show himself and take money and go. You understand? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear everything you're saying. So, yes.
Yeah. So what I want to tell you right now is that this Christmas, I have to come to Nigeria, and they are coming to Nigeria, and they are coming to Nigeria with their annoyance. I will have to do something very serious. If we didn't do anything right now, there is no time again to do anything. You understand?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, there is no time anymore. We don't have any time. This is the opportunity. You understand? All these Igbos, all these every Igbos, every Biafran have to come out, bring out his heart. Forget about all this money. What are you? How much are they going to give you? Give you 1 million, give you 500,000. You say, yeah, you have money. What do you have? Now I see all situations, many, many things people are passing through. Even the suffering we are suffering, sometimes you will come now, you bring out your passport, where are you from, Nigeria? I say, ah, this guy, they will drop you one side. Then sometimes you say you are from Nigeria, they tell you, fuck you. You understand? So we don't need anymore. What we need now is Biafra. And everyone need to come out full with his heart, not by, if it is only 10 people, 100 people, or 1,000 people that want to fight the war, that want to fight for it. Let's know that these 1,000 people or these 100 people want to fight. Not we are 1 million. Into the 1 million, we don't have even one. You understand? Tomorrow somebody will just go and drink. When he finish drinking, he just call Radio Biafra and begin to talk rubbish. Say, this is, begin to talk nonsense.
Of course. I appreciate what
you understand me?
I do, completely and wholeheartedly. And in the next few days, you will come here, I presume. I have a caller waiting on the phone. I have somebody on second line of Skype as well over there. Let me go to the person on the phone. Plus 46 is Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. Are you calling from Sweden, the caller on the phone?
Yes, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Director, you are the man. The person you are hearing his voice is Agunno from Sweden.
Thank you very much. By his grace, by the grace of Chukwu Abim, of course. Go ahead.
Director, I love what you are doing. You have gone beyond doubt. All those people that have been babbling, gossiping, men in a woman's clothes, saying all kind of rubbish. Now, where are they? I know they will, shame will be, they will not, I don't know how they will be feeling now. You are having town hall meeting in Biafra land, all over the places. I am very proud of you, sir.
Thank you.
May God, Tukwu Abiam, continue to guide and protect you.
Yes, sir.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to tell all the Biafrans here in Sweden. Now, this gate is about to close. Please, join our family meeting or locate the nearest family meeting wherever you are. Because this time, the gate will soon close and you wouldn't say that nobody tell you. You wouldn't say that they didn't give you the grace. Now you have the grace for this dying minute because our people like only one chance remain. Please, join us. Come and contribute to your monthly due. What we are doing, we need funds, we need money. If you want us to restore our land, which is Biafra, you cannot be afraid sitting here in Sweden and somebody is in Biafra land doing what he's doing, identifying himself as a Biafra, but you are here in Sweden, you are afraid for nothing. Please, I'm urging you to come out. Because this time we are, it's not only that you pay your monthly due, you take your information for record purpose. Because tomorrow you will not say, yeah, I used to support before. We are talking of now, all the active members now in Sweden, I'm urging all the zonal coordinator to take notes. All the active members, please kindly take their name and their full information. The village where they come from and everything. Please, it's very important. And all those people who you have taken this gospel to before, please kindly go back to
Agunobi, stay in one place. It seems you're moving your line, it keeps coming and going. Stay in one place. I don't know if you're moving your mouth from the microphone. Stay in one place.
Okay, sir. Now, is it better now, sir?
It's better. Stay that way, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So all those people you have taken this gospel to before, please kindly go back to them. go back for the second time and tell them that this is the last chance for them to come and join what we are doing. Because tell them that it's very important they come and register with us for the makeup purpose, because if it's closed, there is no how we cannot do anything otherwise. So you have that chance to come and join your family meeting. IPOB worldwide, here in Sweden. We don't have any other group. Only IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra in Sweden. You can also kindly join us in Facebook. Biafrans in Sweden, in Facebook. Identify with us, please. Your idea and your monthly do and your support will go a long way in this struggle. And also, I'm urging all the Biafran all over the world, please, this is the last time. Try to identify every Biafran family wherever you are. Join them, register, pay your monthly due. It's very important. Hausa and Lamido Sanusu have said that we should arm ourselves. After they have already used the national fund to arm themselves, they are now telling everybody to arm themselves.
Stay where you are. Yeah. So, Agunobi, stay where you are. Don't disengage. Stay where you are, Agunobi. Let me take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my Apple Director. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is your humble sponsor, My Excellency, sir. Calling from Thailand.
Yes, is Thailand okay now? Complete, settled?
Thailand is very, very okay. And I just want to make a few announcements.
Go ahead and make it very, very briefly. That was why I had to put Agunobi on hold. Go ahead and make that announcement. Go ahead very quickly so I can return to him. Go ahead.
Okay. On Mood Zone, we'll be having our meeting on Sunday by 6 p.m. in our normal venue. Please endeavor to come. I have been calling most people since yesterday. They are not picking. People are picking and they are happy that we are back in full time. Now, please try to come and come with your people. We want to restart Patnam Zone on Sunday. So please endeavor to come by 6 p.m. Thank you all. I'll be announcing it time to time from now until Sunday. If I can get rid of Jaffra every day by that, I'll be announcing it. Please endeavor to come. God bless you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. We are going from one coordinator to the other. We have somebody on the line now. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ogwa Ike School, other state coordinator. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Director, I want to thank Chukwu Abema for what he's been using you to do for the indigenous people of Biafra. I've been calling you since morning. There's an information I want to give to you. Maybe I'll call after this broadcast.
Okay, no problem.
Then I want to announce the meeting of Omwaya because they want to have their meeting on Sunday. And this is the number to call. This is the number of our Omwaya coordinator. The number is 081-8122-0407. I repeat again. 081-8122-0447. There's another number. Then I will have to call it again. 081-105-49337. I repeat. 081-105-49337. So they will have their meeting on Sunday. Whoever that is lives around Omaya or within Omaya facility, you should call this number. We need to have our strong presence in Omaya. Many of them are listening from Omaya. Maybe some are listening in their bedroom. They are looking outside the door. If Otendo is hearing them or if Otendo is looking at them, this is time for you to come out. Otendo has made everything that he needs to make. So it is time for us to come out at Omaya and tell the people that the indigenous people that Radio Biafra is on. So we have to come out. Director, I stand by to call you after the broadcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No problem. You call me. No. I'm going back to Agunobi. Are you still there?
Yes, I am here. I am loyal, sir.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Like I was saying, I'm urging all the Biafrans
all over the world, please kindly locate Biafran family in your in any country where you are. Because this, when you identify your name, yourself, and support what you are doing, your name will be
listed. Agunobi, I don't understand why your mouth is away from the microphone. Are you on speakerphone or what? I don't understand it. I don't understand.
I am not on speakerphone. I don't know if it's okay now, sir.
It's okay now. So what happened before? That is the problem. Please continue. It's okay now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I am hugging all the dear friends all over the world. Please identify yourself with our family meeting anywhere you are. Please, it's very important. Boko Haram is killing us. Hausa Yoruba people are ready. It's only dear friends. The Sanusi Salami, the Sanusi have already stolen all our money by equipped their people, waiting for the D-Day. And naturally, Alpha Man Abuki is listening to radio, being at alert. But Igbo man or Biafra man are just busy gossiping, saying all kind of rubbish thing that does not concern them. Please stop gossiping and know that the only way you can be a human being is only to restore your country, which is a Biafra. This mighty project that is going to happen in once in a lifetime, I want you to be part of it. Support what we are doing so that we achieve our country. That is what I want to say, sir. And I'm also praying for those
stay where you are. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You've been trying for a very long time and very, very persistent as well. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, Mr. Director. My name is Jude. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your name is Jude. What and where are you calling from?
Okay, thank you very much, Director. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm from Imo State, Enolo.
And what is your name?
My name is Jude. Jude Okoro.
Jude Okoro? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just happy to hear from you today. I have been a long time. I'm trying to contribute, but just like you cannot keep my call. So what I'm trying to say, my contribution to all Biafra in the world that's listening to me right now, is nothing much. That all Biafrans should get ready. Just like what the former minister of Central Bank said, that all Nigerians should get ready. So there's no need of wasting time. They already have said it on the air, that Nigerians should get ready. So I don't know. Who is an animal? An animal is that man who has gone and with healing from our boots. Show my something, then I am about. You know? So I shouldn't move too much. Only when you get here, my mind bored. Only you can amen. And I still want to take this opportunity to encourage all the Biafra in the world that are listening right now. But we shouldn't look what our brother Waziri-ke, did. At the 5 minutes, God should bring another person of Nnamdi Kanu to encourage all the Biafrans, So we should still have that courage that at the appointed time, another person replaces him. So I believe that the very man called Waziri-ke, wherever he is now, I don't know, but I believe that he can never have peace by disgracing his own people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have Agunobi, you will conclude for us. You will conclude for us. Please go ahead. Conclude for us. Let me go and take these other calls. Go ahead. Agunobi, can you hear me? You cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? There is a caller on Radio Biafra line on Skype. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good morning, my director.
Good morning.
And good afternoon from India. My name remains Joseph Chukwu Emeka Afse from Orumba South Local Government Area, Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My director, I was speaking to you last time and the network was very bad, so I couldn't finish what I was saying. I tried to call back again, but the line was very busy.
Yes, go ahead.
My director, I must be honest to you. I have to start to let you know that my heart bleeds every time I heard you over our radio Biafra about people gossiping all about my director. Listen, my director, please permit me to say this, sir. These people are all attention seekers. These people are looking for a way to distract you from what we're doing. My director, please, it's possible if we can forget about them. Whatever they say, we all, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, we know what you're doing, we support you in what we are doing, and we are all behind you with all our arms open. Again, my director, let me go back to what I was saying about the national ID card today. I was the one that was asking you if it's possible, can we introduce this, Mr. Director, please? Are you listening to me, director?
I am listening to you, so is the whole world. Please go ahead. I seldom interrupt. Go ahead.
My director, I want to work this down with you. I know there is a lot of our brothers who are very, very good in mathematics. And my question is this, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, director, is this. When we engage ourselves in battle with our enemies, which we will do, because I do believe and I understand perfectly what you say, that by dialogue, Biafra will never come. I agree with you 100%. The only language that the Zulu understand is violent. The Boko Haram man is having amnesia because they are violent. They give the Zulu what they want. But because we are sitting down praying for God to come and help us and get Biafra, that will never happen. Even in the Bible, it says, "Na Chineke na agozi onye na-enyere onwe ya aka." God bless those who help themselves. If you wake up in the morning and pray from morning to night, nothing will happen if you don't wake up from your bed and go outside and look for something to do. Mr. Director, my comment and my advice remain again. Can we please introduce this national ID card? This will push those who are in Lagos and in North, believing because of their hotel or because of their shops, they don't want to leave behind, will come out and make sure they have an ID card that will represent them. Because when Biafra comes, if you have ID card, your name will be in our system. And everybody will have a name with a number that will prove that you are behind in whatever we are doing. I was suggesting with 100 naira, the reason why I put it that way is that I don't want to exaggerate. You are my director, and whatever you said, I support you. Now, let's put it this way, my director. I am capable of paying the 500 for myself for defense fund. There is a lot of people here who are not capable. Sorry to say that. But if we have this, what I'm asking for, and I'm crying for this, my director, I see this happen. If we can afford to pay this 500 now for our defense fund, and we have all our ammunition down, my director, when we are in battle, if we are shortage of our bullets, or maybe we lost some of ammunition, it will be very difficult to coordinate again to contribute another money to get ammunition. But if we have this national ID card I'm talking of, each and every indigenous people of Biafra will contribute this money every month. If you have, like me, my personal self, I have two kids, I have my wife, I have my mother, I have myself, that is fine. That means every month I must pay 500 naira to Biafran account. If we have 3 million people paying 100 naira, then Mr. Director, how many million is that in naira? And if we can pay that every month and every month, and we have our reserve where this money goes in, it sounds little. The reason why they are lacking behind is most of them that are not coming out because it has not happened to their mother, it has not happened to their sisters. None of them have lost their relative in the north. None of them have been humiliated. This is the reason why we are lacking behind. But when it happens to them, Mr. Director, they will all come out. Please, Director, we will make it clear to them that if you don't have the national ID card, You will be a second-class citizen when Biafra comes in your own mother's land. Because your name will not be in our system, and it will be very difficult for you to have any access to any of Biafran land. In that way, I believe most of them will come out, and they will even pay secretly because they will not like their name to be mentioned. We don't need their name. We need their money to get ammunition. Mr. Director, we said if you can volunteer yourself or you can contribute your money. I personally am ready to contribute money, and I'm ready to volunteer myself. There are those who are ready to contribute money, but they don't want to mention their name on air.
Have you, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Are you listening to me? No, he's not listening. That means he's not serious. That's how you know now. I know these things very well. He wants to say to us something, he's not listening, which means what he's saying is not correct. Not correct. I know them. I can see them from my mouth. With what, with the betrayal and the treachery at the office at Enugu, I can now reach people 1,000 miles away. Even if you're praising us, I can tell when that is fake. I now know. He's talking rubbish. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No.
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Johnson. I'm calling from Manchester.
Go ahead. Johnson who? Johnson, I have not got beginning. You must have a father.
Yes, Carlo.
Better. Better.
Yeah, welcome back to Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
Let God Almighty bless you and guide you, protect you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Director, I just want to make an announcement concerning our meeting on 23rd of this month in Manchester. We have a meeting on 23rd in Great Manchester area in Thompson Street. The postcode is M45FP. That's the postcode if you are driving by 5 o'clock on Sunday. The bus you come over there is bus 83, bus 184, or 182. It's just far distance, it's not far distance from Piccadilly's Garden. By walking from Piccadilly's Garden, just 10 minutes walking from Piccadilly's Garden. So we invite all the people in Great Manchester areas to attend the meeting. It's so important for we to hold the first meeting since we have the new coordinator in Manchester. So the meeting will be so important. Let all the whole members, wherever they are, let them come on Sunday by 5 o'clock so that we can put head in order and move forward. The number to call, who wanted to come, your own number is 074-1522-7145. I repeat again, 074-1522-7155. Please, it's so important for we to attend the meeting. Very, very important, my brothers and my sisters. You know the way that we are moving forward and we keep on moving. Let us stand up as one umbrella, as one people, and stand together and do things that is necessary to do. Thank you, and God bless you, all the whole Biafrans.
Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, speaker. Please, your line is muffled. I don't know why your microphone is not crisp. It is muffled. Please speak up, sir. I can hear you very well. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I can hear you, Director. This is Uchechukwu Sabatumanu Ibrahim from Angola.
From Angola. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to thank you and thank God on your behalf for all the things that have been happening. I have witnessed the drama in school. I stand. Well, you know, we Angolans in Angola, Africans in Angola, we are behind you and we support you. Director, what I want to say is about, you know, in Angola now, formerly, you know, Africa was suspended, but I am supposed that it has been lifted again. But in Angola,
it has not been lifted. I must say this very, very carefully. Listen to me. Listen very, very carefully. I don't know if people listen to Radio Biafra or not. I said that the former account of Rita Mekuye, nobody should pay a dime into it. That's what I said. Anybody who does that will be removed.
Yeah, I know.
Simple. And a new account has been circulated. As simple as that. That is a very simple instruction. That's why we lost the war. Simple instruction. People must follow it. Simple instruction. We are under command. It's as simple as that.
That's what I'm saying. I have it there. You are not the new account, although I don't have it. But what I'm saying
is... What is the Africa Rep doing? Hold on a second. What is the Africa Rep doing?
Yeah.
Is he not doing his job? The Africa Rep must do his job. I said that the account number should be circulated to all over Africa. Why haven't you received it? Why not? And I want the head of Directorate of State to tell me why. This has been given to the Africa Rep. Why has this not been distributed? What is the problem? Are we joking or what? We ask for something to be distributed. It should be done immediately. No time wasting. Can nonsense it in here?
Hello?
This is rubbish. Absolute nonsense. Can you hear what type of freedom fighting is this? Simple instruction. People cannot carry it out. The Africa Rep, you have between now and 12 midday. 12 midday here is the next 2 hours to make sure that every coordinator all across Africa receive the new account number, as simple as that. Within 2 hours to make sure they receive it. Every coordinating unit in Africa must be in receipt of it. I can't understand. Guinea Anime Freedom Fighting can't unfollow simple instruction. And this is not social club. Hang on, my atobabegu. You follow orders. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring this program to a close. I don't like. I'm a man here. I can't understand these people. You want to serve your country, you cannot carry out very simple instruction, and you think you are capable. You gossip, you have time to gossip. Follow simple command, you cannot follow simple command. But you have time to sit down there. Let's see who is on the coordinator's line, and then we proceed from there. I don't like people who don't follow simple command. I can't stand them. Of course, they make good saboteurs. That's one thing about them. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Ugochukwu Azbike, the new African Rep.
What on earth is happening? You have not circulated information given to you to circulate to Africa. Why is that?
Director, that's why I called to clear that fact. That guy called that call from Angola, maybe he is not in touch with his coordinator, because the moment we collected that new account information, I spread it across all the coordinators in Africa. So if he has not been in touch with his coordinator, he should get in touch with him. Though I've been trying to reach that very guy in the coordinator in Angola, he has not been picking his call.
Then remove him.
The last time I called him.
Listen, very carefully. You remove him. Do you think we are joking? You think this is a joke? You remove the idiot. Can't get him, you remove him. Cannot be sitting here. Our people are dying here every blessed day. We have a deadline to meet. We are on a deadline to meet a deadline. Anakoeri. You remove him. Send him an inbox. If he is not in hospital or very sick, you remove him. Replace him. If it comes to the worst, we shut down Angola. Can no sense in here? What rubbish is this? You think we are here to beg people? to pamper them and beg them? Oh, please now. Who are they that you're looking for him? You can't get him. Who is he? You remove him.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. No, kind of nonsense in here. I've been calling him. I can't get him. What rubbish is that? I've been calling him. I can't get him. This is Radio Biafra. Anybody who misbehaves, you'll be out. I don't care who you are. I don't give a toss who you are. One strike and you are off. No pity. No forgiveness. Simple. This is freedom fighting. When we get Biafra, you can come back and then and beg and you'll be forgiven. Yes, no problem. Right now, we have Biafra to get. I only need serious people. Men and women who are serious. Nonsense. What rubbish is this? This is a joke. I'm trying to get over the nonsense that happened in Somalia. Sorry, I said Somalia. Malaysia, more or less. And this people now query. Who told you that? Any country that does not perform, I don't care the country. And your law call you down completely. You go somewhere else. Eventually, you come back to beg. Simple. There'll be no way for you. When Biafra comes, you can come back and be a Biafran. Nobody's disputing that. One step and you're off. This nonsense is too much. New set of rules will come by the beginning of December. Very, very strict. Don't meet up, you get out. We shut you down. I think we are here to joke. Rubbish. And our body is like a drum. People are dying every blessed day. The madness is very, very, very. If you don't want to do Biafra, you get out. We must continue our work. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of the program this morning. We will reconvene again 8 p.m. here in the evening. And this is Radio Biafra. And that is why to me, to many other people, Biafra is our religion. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Anywhere I'm going, I announce it in advance. Wherever I fall, the governor, the family, the commissioner for police, the family, everybody will go down within 48 hours. That is my instruction. And I am very happy I now have men around me that obey orders. They take instructions and they carry it out. You let to China noodles. If you're a failed noodle seller, you put an akari, a freedom fighter. Who told you? What have you sacrificed? Biafra to us is our religion. Let me see. I think Uche M4 is trying to get hold of me. Let me go to him. Uche M4, can you hear me? My own deputy, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, yes.
Right. Thank you very much. And good morning to all Biafrans, to all men and women of goodwill from around the world, all genuine Biafrans. Yes, the program is about to end, but I just wanted to add to the last discussion. What a number of people have suggested, and I think it is very good as well, that everybody in this struggle should take an oath. It is not just the principal officers. From zones to national, everybody should take an oath. Anybody who does not want to take it is not for us, and he has ulterior motive or she has ulterior motive. I think this should be considered because some people are just here for a joke. They are just here for a joke, and they don't understand the implications and the enormity of the task ahead. So that is what I want to suggest, that, you know, everybody, if you say that you are for Biafra and you are for this global family, you must take an oath of allegiance to Biafra. From there, you know whom you are with. And yes, that's what I want to say at the moment.
Thank you very much. And of course, most people are volunteering to even take the oath without being prompted. So that goes to show that we have hardcore people within us. This is Radio Biafra Chemefo. Thank you very much for that. We are reconvening 8 p.m. this evening. As I was saying, Chukwu Abiam will bless each and every one of you. and also your families, but more importantly, he will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from here, our capital city in Enugu, good morning.
We passed victorious.